closing in on the end of the Sefer, where the end of the 12th parak, and where the 13th parak is really the last parak in the Sefer. We're here speaking about, we were talking about the difference between different types of work that's tiring, a different type of work that's not tiring. So let's see where we are. I think we're up to the paragraph, Kach Hu Hadavar. I believe that's what we're up to, if anyone can correct me if it's otherwise. In the old printing, that's page Kuf Chaf Hey. In the new printing, it's page Kuf Vav. I believe anyone has a correction on that. I think that's where we're up to. Kach Hu Hadavar. I strongly advise those of you that can to have a Sefer in front of you. You can take a Sefer, you can write in the Sefer if you want. You can become your Sefer. It's a beautiful Sefer to learn and to always have with you. We'll see. And there's something that to me is to me very, very informative and very important for us to know what he's telling us over here in this next paragraph. Perhaps for me, the most important thing, Kach Hu Hadavar. He's explaining, again, what we were talking about. We've been talking about the difference between different types of work and how Paro, in his brilliance, in his genius, gave men women's work. Now, women's work is usually lighter physically, so why was it so difficult for men to do it? Because it's not matim. It's not matim means it's not appropriate. It's not something that they like, that they feel they connect with. It's not something that works with their neshama. They're not that type of person. It's a woman's job, and when a man does a woman's job, it's tiring for him. Even if it's just baking a cake. Baking a cake can be so tiring for a man because it's draining you, because it's not something that you feel that you want to, like, a man can do something that's a lot of physical labor because he feels that that's something that he can connect with, he can identify with. It's his type of thing. So the question is, can we make Torah our type of thing? Kach Hu Hadavar. This is the subject. This is what we're talking about. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, shehakol nehyeh b'dvarim. Ha-Torah min ha-shamayim. The Torah comes from Shamayim. The Torah is something spiritual. U'bilimudcha es ha-Torah. Listen to this unbelievable thing. When a person learns Torah, you think you're here. Physically, maybe you're here, but spiritually, you're going somewhere else. A person learns Torah, and now he's mamish like he's in the Shemaim. He's mamish like he's in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. El Hashem ata oila, a person's going up, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was ola el Elokim Moshe Rabbeinu. He got up, he went up into the heavens. So too, when a person learns Torah, he's going up. El Hashem ata oila, uboy ata misyached. And with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're being misyached. And that's the pshat. You know, it says that by, it says, by Amukah. Who is the Kev? Who's Kev's Amukah? What?
Ever?
Yeah. No. Who's Amukah? Who's the Tana? Oh, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. It says by Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel that when he learned Torah, so the birds that were over his head were burnt. So why were the birds over his head burnt? Because Yonasan ben Uziel was being transported upwards. He was going to Shemayim. As he went up, so the things that were there like got burnt. But the Torah is bringing your neshama upwards as you're learning Torah. El Hashem ata oile, ubo ata misyachen, and you are coming, you're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, a person learns Torah, the Shechina is imoy. He's together with the Shechina. He's connecting with the Shechina. V'hu yisbarach nimshach lemoichacha v'libucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now being drawn into your mind and into your heart. V'shoichin af begufcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now dwelling even in your body. When a person learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now consuming him. He's becoming, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has entered into his mind, into his heart, and into his body. Kimahu seichel ha-Torah sh'ata ma'ayin boy. What is the seichel ha-Torah that you're being ma'ayin in? And this, I think, is a very, very important thing for us to know. Hashem nosan es ha-Torah v'seichel hazeh das Elokim hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das. And I want to explain to you why, in my limited understanding, and this is what I'm seeing over here from P.S. Etzna, why is it so important to learn Torah? And I'll tell you why. People in general are fascinated by biographies. More than biographies, autobiographies. But for sure, biographies, autobiographies. People want to know what makes a successful person tick. How did he become who he became? I want a little bit of the secret of what's the magic. Like, how did he do it? Well, what is it that made him into who he is? That's why everyone wants to read biographies about someone, because you want to understand him. You want to know how his mind works. Because a little bit, we really would love to be able to, like, learn a few tricks. And we would love to be able to tap into some of that greatness. So we read biographies of people who we are fascinated by. So the interesting thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote for us a biography. It's amazing. You have a biography of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, I am going to write about what I like, what I don't like. I like when you do chesed. I don't like when you steal or murder. This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seichel. You have a biography of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person learns the Torah, what he's doing is, in a certain way, he starts thinking like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know how amazing that is? To start thinking like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we don't understand 100%. Kasher Zomam, you do it for Malkus, you do it for Galus, you don't do it for Galus, or Ben Gurush Ben Chalutza. Like, what difference does it make? You know, there's no Ben Gurush Ben Chalutza nowadays. There's no Kasher Zomam nowadays. This whole thing is irrelevant. So who cares? It's a biography of the Borei Olam. It's a biography. It's the most amazing biography you could possibly imagine. That's what the Torah is. It's understanding, it's connecting with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. So that's the beauty of the Torah. And the more a person learns Torah, the more he starts thinking like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more he starts thinking that way. And people read biographies. What they're trying to do is they're trying to, like, say, maybe I could get a little bit of his method, of his approach. And a person, the more a person learns, the more a person gets connected with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol thinks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approach. And that's the idea of a person who learned so much Torah. See, he has a different look on the world. Because he mastered Hashem's biography. He knows the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches things. So that's what Hashem does. Hashem nosan es haTorah v'haseichol hazeh das Elokim hu. The seichol that's in the Torah is Hashem's das. V'lama zois v'zois mitzvah. Why is there a mitzvah? Why is there a din of kasher zomam? Why is there a din that a person gives malchus? Why are all these dinim? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das. U'mepnei shekein rotza Hashem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And if it's not a question of what am I doing today, but it's understanding the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, ki'ilu. V'kiven she'orarto es nafshecha. Ma'at giliso bo'ata misyageya betoira. You're bringing out your neshama. And now you're working. Misyageya betoira. You're putting effort into Torah. U'ma'ayin ba. And a person is being ma'ayin means that he's examining the Torah. He's trying to be ma'ayin means he's being careful. He's not just like learning it superficially. Ma'ayin is for a person to check in the Torah. Midamik atas nafshecha. You are, what you're doing is you're connecting, you're sticking. Ledamik is making a connection between your nefesh, u'moichecha, and your mind, Lashem. This is the way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through the Torah. There's a beautiful word from Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik L'Kodesh Levracha. I want you to understand. Rav Shach has the following question. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of Parashas Vayera, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit Avram Avinu. After Avram Avinu finishes the bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit him. And Avram sees that there are Yishma'elim that are walking. And Avram says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you excuse me for a moment? I would like to go take care of the Yishma'elim. Now, let's try to understand what's going on over here. He's talking to Borei Olam. Hashem came to visit him. And he's like, Hashem, I need a few minutes with the Yishma'elim. What could be greater than talking to Hashem? Says Reb Shach, what's the idea that Avram Avinu was doing? He was doing Hachnosas Orchim. Because it says, Mahu Rachum Af Ator Rachum. Hashem is also a Merachim. Hashem has compassion, you have compassion. So what's better? Standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or becoming like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's better? To actually emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not just standing here, but I'm becoming one of you. The Tzelem Elokim is coming out. So when a person does mitzvahs, what he's doing is, he's becoming like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But where is the epitome of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's in the Das. It's in the understanding why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when you're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu in the Seichel. That is the most pristine place. And that's when a person can really become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, godlike, is in Limud HaTorah. That's why Limud HaTorah is the most important thing. You're understanding everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every detail of Hashem, everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes clear. Ukeshater mevin dovar midivrei HaTorah. When you understand something from Torah, as Seichel Hashem kaviyochol. Hashem doesn't have a mind, right? But kaviyochol ki'ilu, the Seichel, the logic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochol, b'cho nimtza, it's inside of you. So the more Torah a person learns, the more straight a person's mind is, the more klar a person is, the more a person has what we refer to as Das Torah. K'moy de'isa b'svar makdoishim b'zeh, u'kisha'ata ma'ayres ritzoyin chol ha'Torah v'la mitzvahis. When a person is ma'ayrer, a person awakens, inspires inside of himself, your ratzon, your desire l'Torah, with a mitzvah. The person has now a drive. He has a pull towards Torah. He feels like he has an attraction to Torah. He's not just doing it. He's not being forced, but rather he feels like it's something that he wants to do. He's connecting with the Torah and the mitzvahs. This ratzon is not your own. Now you're ki'ilu bringing out. If a person is godlike, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sure is nimshach to Torah and to mitzvahs. So if I'm bringing out HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of me, I bring Hashem's mind, I'm starting to think like Borei Olam, starting to think like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, Torah is attractive. Yeah, mitzvahs is something that I want to do. I'm not just looking to discharge obligations. I'm looking to find them. Like Avram Avinu was a sick man. He was a sick man. He was old. He was post-surgery. It was boiling hot outside. And what's he doing? He's looking for a mitzvah. It's like there's no one out there. So like, give it a rest, you know? Why don't you relax a little bit? Avraham Avinu's looking, he's not looking for excuses. He had all the excuses in the book. He just went through probably one of the biggest nisyonos in the history of the world, right? And he's old and he's tired and it's hot. He's got all the excuses in the world. He's not looking for excuses. He's just looking to get it done. He's drawn towards mitzvahs. He's not looking for discharging obligations. He's excused. Avraham Avinu wants it because his das is the das of Hashem. He's drawn towards mitzvahs. It's like candy for him. It's the sweetest thing. It's opportunities. Mitzvahs are opportunities. You know what it says about Moshe Rabbeinu? Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. You see, when Klal Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim, so all of the Yidden were busy with the booty. It says, V'achrechein Yetzir B'Rechush Gadol. Klal Yisrael left with a large Rechush, with a lot of money. So they did that. Klal Yisrael went to the Mitzrayim and asked them for all of their gold and silver, whatever it was. It was payback time, and we worked pretty hard. You owe us the money. You know, so Klal Yisrael was busy looting Mitzrayim. Ki'ilu, the Mitzrayim gave it to them, but looting Mitzrayim of their possessions. What was Moshe Rabbeinu busy with? He was busy with Aron Shel Yosef. He had to find. Aron of Yosef was somewhere down, buried deep in the Nile. He got to figure out how to get it. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with that. He managed. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Chacham Lev takes mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yisai, let's try to understand. What were the Yidden doing? The Yidden were busy making money, right? But is there anything wrong with what they were doing? The Pasuk says, V'achrechein yetzu b'rechush gadol. You're going to go out with a big rechush. You're going to go out with a lot of possessions. So they were right. I mean, that's what they're supposed to be doing, right? They're supposed to go out with lots of possessions. What do you want? What do you want from the rest of Klal Yisrael? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Chacham Leiv. Yikach Mitzvahs. I think the pshat is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu also wanted Rechush Gadol. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's Rechush Gadol? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I also want to go out with big stuff, big possessions. I'm going out with Aroina Shel Yosef. I'm going out. I'm going to be Melaveh Yosef out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to have the mitzvah of Levoyas Ameis. That's big stuff. Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs. What are you taking? What do you consider as something that you can grab onto? What is something that you're running after? Moshe Rabbeinu was running after mitzvahs. He wasn't like, oh, what am I supposed to do? Someone's got to take Yosef. Not me, then who? Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for it. That was his Rechush Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't trade it for all the money in all Mitzrayim. Because it's something that he wanted. Because he had the Ratzon HaPnimi, the Ratzon HaTorah, the Ratzon HaShem. It was inside his heart. It was in his mind. It was something that he connected with. Because he was busy the whole time trying to figure out what is Hashem's Ratzon, Hashem's Das. Va'ata, and now, Nisgale Ritzoinoi Zeh Becha, Hashem's Ratzon is now coming out inside of you. His Ratzon is being revealed. Va'ata margish es ratzoin Hashem la'toira u'mitzvois becha. And you are now feeling Hashem's ratzon for Torah and mitzvahs inside of you. You're being drawn to Torah and mitzvahs. Hayesh yichud gadol mizeh. When a person can reach that madrega, a person can reach that level, he's literally becoming one with Hashem. I've read Hashem's biography. I'm doing everything the way Hashem does it. I'm connecting, I'm identifying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally. And Hashem's, his opinions are now coming out inside of me. Through the Torah, I'm connecting. There's complete unity that's happening. There's oneness that's happening with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The epitome of Yichud with Hashem. Hu Yisbarach Asher Lamala. Mikol Olamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above all of the worlds. Ein Sof, Ein Tachlis. There's no end to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af HaMalachim Shoyalim. Ayei Mekoyim Kavoidoi. Even the Malachim want to know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Misyached Becha, B'Shoychein Bekir Becha. He's inside of you. He's resting inside of you. You know, it says that Adam Arishan Kodem Achet, the Malachim saw Adam Arishan, and they wanted to sing Shira. They thought this is Hashem. Because Adam Arishan had all of the Torah inside of him. And through the Torah, we mamish have like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us. That's the yichud. That's the connectivity we can make with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. V'lomo tispale me'ata al divrei HaMishnah. So now, why does it sound to you shocking? Why does it sound to you like a wonder? Yofe sho'achas b'tshuvo u'maisim toivim bo'ilom hazeh. Mikol chaye oilom habo. Ki ayesh yoiser es alus v'gan eden yoiser mizeh. If a person in this world is connecting with Hashem so much, there's nothing like it. Not in the next world, not in oilom habo, not gan eden. It's the most. Yofesh o achas. Better one moment. The real deal of mitzvah sumaisim tovim in this world from the entire next world. V'zois hi ha'noscha v'oineg haruchni. This is your pleasure. This is your enjoyment, your spiritual enjoyment. Shata margis b'shas limudcha. When you're learning, ve'acher limudcha es ha-Torah. And when you finish learning. It's an interesting thing, Rabbi Yisrael. The morale points this out. People have a hard time getting into the Beis Medrash. But once they're in, they enjoy themselves. I had this happen to me years ago. We used to have, Rabbi David Olavsky used to speak here very often in yeshiva. And one time there's a bachur who was like, who was outside, it was like about to start this, was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I said, would you get inside? He goes inside. Afterwards, he comes back. He says, you know, thank you very much. I really enjoyed the shmuzin. I really had no reason not to be there. It's like beforehand, we have a hard time getting in the base manager. But once we're there, once we're in, we are enjoying it. And when we're finished, we feel satisfied. We feel like fulfilled. The morale points this out. He says it's very different when it comes to gashmius and ruchnius. When a person finishes with gashmius, usually he's like wiped out. Like Shabbos after the chalent, you know what I mean? He like can barely make it to his bed and he's just collapsing. He's like, ah, I can't move. After gashmius, we're like way down. After ruchnius, adarab, a person feels energized. He feels like, wow, that was good. He feels there's life to him. So the morale explains the following thing. You know we make brachas. There's a bracha d'oraisa on food. V'achalta, v'savata, uveirachta. You eat, you're full, and you make a bracha. There's also a bracha you're supposed to make on Torah. But the bracha you make on Torah, it's d'oraisa, is before you learn. We make brachas in the morning before we learn Torah, not after. Al shelo baruchu b'Torah t'chila. The bracha has to be before you learn. And by the food, it's after you eat. The Maral explains. Because when does a person need a bracha? Not before he eats. Before he eats, we're all davening, Hashem, give me parnasa, Hashem, give me food. After we eat, we're like way down, we're heavy. And there a person needs a bracha to be able to keep him like spiritually aligned. When does a person need a bracha when he daven, when he learns, when he's involved in ruchnius? Not afterwards. Afterwards, he's already on a high. He's feeling connected. He's feeling alive. It's before, to get him into the base medrash. In the morning, you have to make a bracha in order to keep focus. That's why beforehand, we have to make a bracha satoira. But afterwards, when a person's learning, he feels it. Margish, b'shas limudoi. He feels this special hana and oinig, this pleasure. Ato b'daitocha gufnis loiseida. And your gufnius, your physical body, won't understand or comprehend. Aval nafshicha pnima min iskarvis avio sheba shamayim tisaneg v'tismach. But your neshama inside of you is enjoying getting closer to Hashem through its limud haTorah. V'achar inyan kasha b'Torah, and after you have learned a hard sugya. Now listen to this. I've been speaking to my shir a lot about why that Gemara is difficult. It's almost like they make a point of making it difficult. Talmud Bavli is mibulbal. It's confusing. It's almost as if it's like I do it on purpose. Like, can't you start Maseches Makos like a little bit easier for me? You got to start like Ketzei Eidim Nasin Zomim fake out. You know, like this way. It goes that way. You think you're going to do that, and it goes there, and everything. And it's, you know what? We're not even starting here. We're starting in Sanhedrin. So why are you starting Sanhedrin? Start in Makos. The whole thing is just like, it gets you off totally on the wrong foot. It's like you can't even get in. Everything is hard. It's so difficult. Listen to this. V'achar inyan kosha b'toyra. After you learn something that's really hard in learning, tis aneg yoiser. You'll have more pleasure. K'shetavineu me'asher achar limud inyan kal. There's something better. There's something more satisfying about breaking apart a difficult sugya, about coming to clarity in a difficult sugya, than when you learn something easy. Ki kivon cha inyan yoiser kasha, v'yoiser gadol minafshecha v'koychecha. I'm sorry. Kivon cha inyan yoiser kasha. I skipped a line. V'yoiser hutzrachta likabetzes kol koychecha nafshecha. Because it was hard, and you had to gather all of your strength and all of your focus, and you had to be totally here. Af gufcha b'avoinazu, and even your body. Chelek yoiser gadol minafshecha v'chochecha. You've involved a larger part of your nefesh and your koyach. Davakto ba'ava neshamais v'odon ha'nafshis v'yoiser tisanik. More of you has connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're totally consumed with a sugya. A person is his entire mind, his entire focus is there. If a person needs that type of clarity, so then you're totally connected. Sometimes people are learning, and their learning is purely in their mind. They sit still, maybe even they're playing with something in their hand or something like that, which means that only half of their mind is really on the sugya. The other half is just being drifting or whatever. And they're connecting with the Bar Yoilam a little bit. And then there's people, Rabbi Yisai. You ever notice something strange about Yidden? That they shuckle? I was just thinking about it recently. I don't think I ever saw a guy shuckle. I wonder what the guy going to think when we're shuckle. What's the shuckle thing? Shuckle is, I'm totally in this. My body is in this. My neshama is alive. It's like a flame that's flickering. And I can't stop moving. And everything is about the limud. I'm there. I'm in the limud. Some people, they learn. Yeah, I'm listening. So it's going in their brain and maybe staying there, but it hasn't penetrated or permeated anything other than their brain. But when a person learns that his whole body is into it, and he gets his hands into it, then it's a different thing. You know, the Gemara says that that Vayilochem, that Vayova Amalek, Vayilochem Yisrael Berefidim, that Amalek came and they fought with Klal Yisrael Berefidim. Refidim means Rafu is like weakened. So Chazal say, Al Shirafu Yodeyim in HaTorah, because they weakened their hands from Torah. Rabbi say, what does it mean they weakened their hands from Torah? Rafu Yodeyim in HaTorah. They weakened their hands from Torah. What do the hands have to do with Torah? They stopped learning Torah with their hands. So I heard once from Chatzko Weinfeld, I think it's from the Chavis Yor. He said, the pshat is, you learn Torah, you got to learn Torah with your hands. You have to be learning Torah not just with your mind. They sat there, they were learning, but it was stale, it was dry. It was another class, it was another course. But no one learns with their hands other than Klal Yisrael. We have to learn with our entire being, with everything about us, with our hands, with our bodies. Our hands are not busy with spinners. That's not a person who's consumed in his learning. But a person that has to learn something difficult, you'll find something really difficult, you got to get everything out of the way. I need to focus. You can't have anything in your hands, you can't have anything. You have to just be right here. I'm in it because I have to get to the bottom of this. This is deep. This is difficult. And the more difficult it is, the more engaged, the more involved, the more chalokim of your neshama are here. Dover hayoyser kal. Verak yagia ma'ata yagata basim, it's easier. And you just worked on it a little bit. Rak chelek nefesh yoyser katan hoitseisa v'davakta bizdabkus ilah. A smaller part of you has connected with Hashem, with this like lofty connection. Oyneg nafshecha yoyser pachasu. And you have less satisfaction of your neshama. V'atalmud asher yisaneg yoyser achar limud davar kal. Someone who likes it easy, who enjoys like the easy Gemaras, me'acher limudoy davar kasha, more than something that's difficult. Simon hu, this is an indication, it's symbolic of the fact, she'enoy tainugoy amiti tainug ganed, then whatever he's enjoying about Torah is not tainug ganed. You know, some people enjoy puzzles. They enjoy Sudoku, is that what it's called? Right, Sudoku, something like that. Yeah, they enjoy crossword puzzles. They enjoy, you know, finding words, whatever those things are called. So Torah is also a puzzle. Okay, it's a puzzle. I enjoy trying to solve the puzzle. That's not what we're talking about. That's not it. But if when a person's connecting with Hashem, then the harder it is, the more the connection, the more your person feels it. Rak min miut avoido umin menuchasai vehasrashlusai tanugoi. He enjoys the fact that he solved the puzzle, so therefore, the easier it is, the faster he solved it. Ube'emes. Haim yesh dover kal b'Torah. Is there anything really, something that is easy in Torah? Is there really such a thing as something that's easy in Torah? L'mashal. Kishishchalta lilmet gemara. Lamdu imcha b'rishayna b'metziah. First gemara most of us learned this. Eile metziah shnai moichzim. Eile metziah shu kal. Kalu yevet. It's easy for a child to learn. Him be'emes kalu. Is there such a thing as an easy sugya? Is there really such a thing? V'kama torchu karu v'hemiku b'alei toisvis. You know how hard toisvis is in shnai moichzim? The second toisvis on the omelet is like... That Tosis is so hard. There's a famous story about the Netziv. Someone asked a question to the Netziv on that Tosis. The Netziv said, I've been davening for weeks to understand Tosis. I fast Sheni Chamishi V'Sheni. I said, I'm having such a hard time understanding this Tosis. Okay, you can learn the Tosis. You can learn the Gemara, you know, easy. And it's easy for someone who's doing Aschalas Gemara, who's just starting off. But if you get into the real depths of the Gemara, you know how difficult it is. There's still room for chedushim. After all the Tosfos, all the Rishonim, all the Achronim, you can even come up with your own stuff in Shnayim Oichzim. And when you work hard and you zoche, you come up with your own chiddush. In any place, in anything, a person can work hard. Lahamik ulahoitzi chelik yoser gadol mikoychecha. Bring out something that's bigger, bigger than yourself. Uminafshecha minishmalesecha ledavkom betoyra ve'ein soif hanimtzapah, and to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you, only when I read this did I understand something I once heard from Rabbi Shai Arieli. So Lozang Gesund Shtak. Rabbi Shai Arieli said, "I try to make hard sugis easy and easy sugis hard." Now, I didn't understand that. And I always used to say, I try to make hard sukkahs easy and easy sukkahs easy. Let's just make it easy, you know? Let's make it understandable. What did Rambashu want? Why do I have to make easy sukkahs hard? What do you got to do that for? What do you have to make things hard for? I mean, come on. Let's let it, like, why can't we just let easy be easy? Because easy is not it. Not in Torah. The Torah wants, Ibichukoisei teilechu, chazal sei shetiu amelim b'Torah. It has to be amelis. It's got to be hard work. It's got to be, I need to focus on this. I got to be so focused that I don't have space for anything else, because then I'm consumed with the Torah. I'm totally consumed with Torah. And then the Torah has taken over my body. It's taken over my mind. It's taken over my heart. I became one with the Borei Olam through the Torah. That's what Torah is supposed to do. That's what Torah can do. So the harder it is, the better. That's why Baba Basra, that's why Talmud Bavli is difficult. It's intentionally difficult. Bavli means mibulbal, confusing. And if you can't, if you don't concentrate, you're not going to be able to follow the flow. It's intentional. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to connect with us on so many levels. And we can. We just have to want to do it. And embrace the hard work, and then we'll be zeichah v'zeh shem b'li neder, and continue.